Time for Focus on Technology with Ann Thompson on Cincinnati Edition.
Pete Natterney was a busy Cincinnati professional in 2005 when memory problems prompted him to get an MRI. His wife, Kathy Beecham, thinks back.
Pete was CEO of his own business. I was an executive with U.S. Bank, traveling 3-4 days a week. Really, we had very busy lives and probably just about at the peak of both of our careers. And obviously with that news, everything changed.
The news was that Pete had the most common and most aggressive kind of cancerous brain tumor, a grade 4 glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM. The survival rate is just 3%. His initial prognosis was 6 to 11 months. A clinical trial he participated in may have prolonged his life. Natterney died in January of 2008, 25 months later when his tumor came back. Wife Kathy continues to be a strong advocate for brain tumor patients and serves on the Community Advisory Board for the University of Cincinnati's Brain Tumor Center. She's excited about a new brain tumor vaccine that may prevent tumors from coming back. Director of Surgical Neuro-Oncology at UC's Brain Tumor Center, Dr. Christopher McPherson, says the vaccine is given for a year after the surgery, and sometimes it's extended for longer than that.
The early responses in the trials we've seen have really actually been better than a lot of the responses we've seen for any of the other treatments for glioblastoma to date. So although these are early results, the early results are very exciting.
Researchers across the country and here at UC are recruiting for this clinical vaccine trial. Locally, McPherson hopes to enroll 20 participants.
A lot of patients will ask me, you know, what would you do? And I tell them without a doubt, I would get on one of these vaccine trials right away because I think this is really the best news that we've seen for brain tumor treatment in a long time.
To be eligible, patients must have had their entire brain tumor removed. The tumor is then sent away to be tested for certain markers. If it has them, the vaccine will work for those markers, using the body's own immune system to fight off the cancer cells. If it doesn't have those markers, the patient's tumor will be turned into a vaccine. Dr. Rekha Chaudhry, a neuro-oncologist with the UC Brain Tumor Center, works out a treatment plan. She says the most standard therapy for brain tumor patients is a combination of chemotherapy and radiation. Sometimes blocking blood vessels to the tumor also works.
So I describe it if an army is approaching a fort, they'll shoot at the people in the fort, but you also want to starve them out and cut off their supply line. So those two work together very well. But a really new and innovative area is vaccine therapy. And some tumors, and GBM, as we call it for short, because the name is so long, is a very responsive tumor to the immune system.
Vaccines have been used in other cancers for nearly a decade, some personalized, some not. Because the brain tumor tends to get smarter than the chemo and grows back, the vaccine might be the answer. And Dr. Chaudhry says people are excited. One patient drives 4 hours every 2 weeks to be part of this most recent trial.
People are so excited about this new idea, so people are coming from long distances just to be part of the trial.
The shot is given mostly in the thigh once a month. Dr. McPherson and others don't really know how long it takes to work.
Hopefully what it's doing is really preventing the tumor from coming back, because what we can do with surgery is we can remove the main mass. Radiation and chemotherapy can kind of quiet it down, but this tumor is very smart, and it develops resistance to chemotherapy very fast. It begins to grow back. So within 6 months or a year, we start to see the tumor coming back.
Maybe the vaccine will keep the tumor away for years, maybe forever. Could it prevent a brain tumor for somebody who doesn't yet have one, but is at risk?
I mean, I don't know. The future directions are amazing for vaccines because, again, side effects are minimal. Our own immune system is doing this, is fighting this. So it's a really exciting area, you know, in terms of holistic medicine and using your own body to fight what we used to use, you know, harsh chemotherapies for.
Kathy Beecham is hopeful about the vaccine. She says maybe this is the message that brain tumor patients have been waiting for. Something different than we don't know why you got it and there's no cure. For her husband, Pete, it's too late, but even in the end, he lived his life to the fullest. The race car fan went to Le Mans.
And a lot of people thought I was absolutely crazy to think about traveling and taking Pete to France with a brain tumor and all the possible things that could go wrong. But we did it, and we had a blast. It was an experience of a lifetime.
Doctors hope this vaccine can extend the time a brain tumor patient has so he or she has extra time to live their life. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.